beautiful work.
Yeah.
A plus. Perfect work.
Yay.
Hey, Ross, you get a kiss for your good work, too. Come on, listen. Get a kiss for your good work. Huh? And if, even if you did have an old substitute and it was hard to understand what you did.
Dad, can we go to the store tomorrow?
Tomorrow's going to be a day where you take it easy. Dad's going to have to.
Because
we're going to get ready for that birthday.
Yeah, that's why I want to go to the store.
Then we're going to eat back.
What?
She did that with us, so it's good.
Doesn't count? Doesn't count?
This is good, yeah.
Two kisses?
Yeah.
One for the front. One for the back, okay?
Oh, yeah, this is good one.
Now you get good job on this. No, don't, you forgot about it. Don't pet him. Don't laugh.
Okay.
He doesn't have a good memory for that stuff. Boy, Mark, Ross, you should see this Mark guy. He gets everything right. Ross, come over here. Look at this.
It's just star.
It's just straight star.
I'm
going to show Mark your good work. Do you know Ross is doing very well in school too, except for independent work?
Yeah, but does he get as much
stars?
Excuse me!
Wait a second. Yes, he does. He does get stars. Come here, honey.
Come
here, honey. He gets a lot of stars.
I get numbers for my grades.
He does very well too. Yes, we do. You know what we have? We have both have stars. You're a star hero. You're a star hero too. Both stars. No, you're both stars.
Well, I'm mostly.
You're a star.
Why, Mark? You think you're Daddy's lover? Come on, Ross.
Ross, come here, honey. It's equal, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That means I love both of you because you both get stars, okay? What? Okay. Here, Mark. Good boy. Perfect stars. Oh, I'm so happy you're doing so well at school. More stars. Can I kiss you? Another star. Mark, you get some extra kisses. Good hero, my hero. And let's look on your back. And more stars.
I bet you already checked this.
Okay. And a cute little house with a walkway, right?
Yeah.
It's neat. You'll get a kiss for that, too. It's a good artwork. Cute. Oh, and beautiful stars. Practice writing T, T, and writing the rest.
Those are TTs.
T A T T. Yeah.
TTs.
Those are neat.
And those are.
Whatchamacallit.
Z's, right? Yeah, Z's.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, they're not Z's. Mm-hmm. They're, which we'll call it Z's.
And here's yourself in a circus tent.
That's not really
It's okay. It's good work for that, too. Okay, and this is the handout. I already read about that, and that's blank. I read about that. And this is A+. And that's A+. I'm going to give you a little extra.
You mean get money?
Shh, don't tell anybody. Well, not right now. I don't have it, but I'll give it to you later, okay? Yeah, go upstairs and get ready for bed. Yeah, no pennies. I need some dime or something. Okay, now go up and get ready for bed, okay? Oh, are you okay?
I think I'll take $2.
Okay.
Look, here's my
mm-hmm.
Now this.
Oh, Mark. What?
Mark,
I think. That's enough jam, Ross. I want you to call that now.
I will. Mark, dear. Just want you to calm down and really do some drinking of tea.
the big one.
Where are you going?
Dear tape recorder, I'm going to tell you some things about my son, Spike McQuinney, and how he's been influenced by school. One thing, first of all, I don't know if you have an impression, but, well, one little thing I just noticed now is that he learned a thing at school, which is, actually he's learned several of these things, which is when somebody's giving you a hard time, you get real tough, mm-hmm. and you shake yourself. Or you sort of take a stance to show how tough you are, right, Russ? No?
Is that the way kids act when...
No, that's what I do.
Right now he's doing a wave his finger on his nose thing. How do you teach kids, Russ?
They say something bad, like it means to me, I can put my thumb on my nose and wiggle my fingers.
Right. Yeah, but... How do kids at school act when they want to keep somebody from bothering?
Yeah.
Not sure. They probably throw them off.
Say what?
They throw them off.
Mm-hmm. Think so. Now, what are some other values that you learned at school?
Oh,
things
yeah.
you've learned from other kids. What are some things you've learned from the other kids in school?
Probably how to eat barbarian life.
You learned that? When did you learn that?
Sure. Lunchtime.
You learned that at lunchtime? And are they pretty much
you
what?
Can see them.
Are they barbarians? Worse than you? Really?
That's when carrots off the table.
Are you?
Pieces of carrots.
Little barbarians, huh? Don't you think they should be sent to the principal for that bad behavior?
Anybody that does that will. Or they'll get, or they'll sit on the steps. And they will go out. No, they'll stay in the lunchroom with them, and they write. No, they go back to them and write.
Right. What about being cool? What kinds of things have you learned at school about being cool? Who's the coolest kid at school?
Oh, I've got one that I know. You should always have something different that nobody else in the whole entire school has.
What's that you should have?
For me, an addiction to
coke. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Oh, an identity.
Mm-hmm. What is it besides coke?
I'm small.
Small.
But Jay is pretty small too.
Mm-hmm.
Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what other kinds of identity do the other kids have?
Adam strong.
Mm-hmm.
Steven's fast.
Uh-huh.
Tony Santos behaves like a little worm.
Mm-hmm.
Real funny. You should have seen him.
I know.
Just one time,
yeah.
when we had a substitute gym teacher, after lunch we couldn't go out because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we played 7-Up, and then he was getting real active. He was saying, come on, Holly. Pick Holly. Come on.
Yeah.
And then,
hey! It is wimpy.
What?
See,
that guy fixed one. Downstairs or upstairs?
Down here.
Why is it wimpy?
Every time I put lots of water in it, it just spills.
It is true, that sink.
It comes all up places
too. It
was made for pretty little ladies who were being very dainty. It wasn't made for young boys.
It was made for guests.
Mm-hmm.
Who
not the not
their fingertips,
that looks like this.
Whose fingertips are not dirty, but they rinse them anyway. Mm-hmm. And then they blot them on a little hand towel. Mm-hmm. And,
Now, Mark, you interrupted.
In other words, we're barbarian, Mike.
Ross, you didn't have to be quite so crude.
Yeah.
You could have been a little bit finer about that, because, you know, other people do have feelings. You know that? You know about feelings?
I said me and him.
You have feelings, too? No, I mean, you're a barbarian, too, Mike. Okay. So you're not trying to just insult him. Now, let me ask you, have you noticed any large difference between the values of the children at school and the values that you apply at home? Do you think there's any big difference?
Are they different from us?
Mm-hmm. Huh? No.
Well, they're a lot different.
How? In what way?
He says with his mouth full.
What are some of the differences? Dear tape recorder, Ross is chewing now. Take it easy. Don't rush. Don't want you to choke. Is that silly? Why was that silly, Ron? Why? That's so funny.
You wouldn't laugh.
What?
You wouldn't laugh. You'd laugh if you went to the same school I did.
Why? What happens at that school?
Like if anybody, somebody's some Adam, is standing, he was acting up, he had to stand at the sink and laugh.
Yeah.
And everybody was watching him, and they all laughed. Everybody, even me. It took real long.
What did he do wrong? Why did they laugh?
Because he was laughing, he was like,
ah, ha, 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 ha. Do we have a lot of fun at East Point? Would you say you have fun there, or is it a pretty dull place?
Hey. Dull except for gym and when we go out after lunch.
Otherwise, it's just dullville.
But, no, not really. Sabbathical.
What about when you mess up?
Sabbathical thinks I'm his messenger boy.
Oh, yeah?
I have to always get Holly for him.
What about when you goof off to your independent studies that way?
I have an interesting idea. Next time Sabico wants you to go on a message, go.
I'll
say. Take a message for
him. I'll say, do it yourself, lover boy.
No, say, sure, and then run off. And then don't ever come back.
I sit right in front of him.
Oh, you mean he does this in school while the class is going? Oh my gosh.
I don't know how Mrs. Kuzminski puts up with that kind of thing.
Yeah, he sounds like a pain in the neck.
He is.
Now, do you think that it's good to have Tony as your best friend?
He's not a bad kid.
You mean he's a nice son?
I mean as a friend.
As a friend, he's pretty good. But what about his behavior?
As a lover boy? I hate it.
You mean all that hooked Holly stuff, right?
Yeah.
Pretty pain in the neck.
When he was going to give her a gold chain, said, if I were you, I'd just give her a bear tooth.
You know what I think?
What?
I think he thinks he's a Latin lover. Sabato. Probably thinks he's a Latin lover.
And Holly gave the... didn't want the chain. He gave it to her and she gave it right back.
Oh, yeah?
She nearly threw it in the garbage room.
Oh, he must have felt terrible.
Oh, yeah.
He really loved her, didn't he?
Dad. Oh!
Doesn't he really love her?
Word. I need that word.
Well, now, wait a second. Does he love her or doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well?
Nearly everybody in the whole school likes her.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And some of them like her little sister, Nicole.
Thank you. Yeah.
Popular.
Who else does everybody love?
Isn't there any other
nobody? Except Mike and Missy have something going on.
Mike and Missy?
Yeah. Mike get big.
Uh-huh. That's nice. How about Jamie? Whatever happened to Jamie?
Jeremy Lou likes her.
Is Jeremy in your class?
Yeah. But she's not, thank goodness.
What do you think is going to happen?
Because if Mike was in my class, because Missy is,
mm-hmm.
then it would be even more trouble. He'd think I was his messenger boy. And then, Jeremy Lou would... And if Jamie was in my class, Jeremy Lou would think I was his messenger boy too.
Boy, yeah.
It would be Uggsville.
Yeah, you'd be running messages back and forth between lovers.
Yeah.